Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Look, I haven't had to get up this early in 3 months, so I'm just like, the first hour, I'm guzzling coffee, just guzzling it, and it's having zero effect on me, and I'm like, how is this possible? And before I realize that I've been drinking decaf.
No, you have not.
Decaf is stupid.
You've been drinking decaf the entire time.
I was drinking decaf. I'm like, why is this not working?
Dude, I'm on my second cappuccino. So I'm over here like,
you getting like espresso and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's next. Okay. Welcome to Bert's Big Adventure 2026. We have been spending a good amount of time this morning also. This is kind of new for us. Is bringing back Bert's Big Adventure kids from previous years. Because believe it or not, they grow up. And they have these really great success stories.
Which is beautiful to watch them grow up, even though it is. You do make us feel old because we picture you on the trip that you were on. So, yeah, that's the only, like, side effect for us is you make us feel like old geezers, but it's still a beautiful thing.
And for whatever reason, Jennifer, you are the prime example for me of what Kristen is saying. It's like I have you frozen at, like, 7 years old. So when I heard you were coming on today and you had just bought a house, I'm like, what irresponsible loner gave a seven-year-old a house? But it's so good to have you back.
I'm happy to be back.
How old were you when you went on the trip?
6 years old.
6 years old. And that was how long ago?
I'm not good at math. I don't know.
2007.
2007. And she has been so proactive of coming back and hanging out and helping out. Now, we had one mic ready for you, but you were rolling four deep this morning.
Sorry.
Don't apologize, man. The more the merrier here. So tell us what's been going on in your life.
I just bought a house.
How about that? All right. Congrats.
Thank you. It's really stressful.
Is it?
Yes.
What's so stressful about it? Having to pay for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big responsibility.
I'd say.
But it's a milestone. Now, because you are in a wheelchair, Jennifer, was there something specific you were looking for when you were looking for your first house?
Yes, I wanted it to be one story. Yeah. So it's something flat.
Yep.
That way I can go around. Because, yes, I can walk. But there's also times where we have accidents and, you know, I break my arm, break my leg, and I need it to be wheelchair accessible.
Gotcha.
Okay, wait a second. So let's not just go right by that. What do you mean you break your arm and break your leg? How are those things happening?
I'm clumsy. I fall.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. I'm fragile.
She's like your son on a scooter, okay?
Okay, hopefully you're a little better than that. So what else have you been doing? So you have to pay for this house. So what have you been doing with your life?
Selling my art.
Selling your art.
Yes.
That's right.
We have to get you with Aiden because we just had Aiden on, and he's getting his own art installation at the High Museum. And Jennifer does beautiful art because if you remember, she did a portrait of you that was fantastic that we auctioned off.
All right. How's the art selling? Obviously, it's selling well enough to get a house.
So right? I'm getting there, yes.
So we got that going for us. I want to sort of stress, because you have told us before also that with your parents, there's like this fine line, I think, when you have a child that has special needs and is in a wheelchair to help out but also establish independence. So what kind of advice can you give to parents that have kids that are like you to walk that very fine line?
I know parents want to be there for their kids and help them, but you need to let them learn. It's okay if they fail. That's what makes them stronger. Let them learn that they can do it themselves.
And the result of that is somebody that's selling her art online has now got her own house.
I love it so much. Congratulations, Jennifer.
Thank you so much.
It's really great to see you. Really great to see you.
And your entourage. Thank you guys for coming this morning.
Security. They weren't sure what was going to happen this morning, so they're rolling deep with security.
I wouldn't trust anybody around you either.
All right, we usually have a letter that we read from one Burt's Big Adventure mom who is so, like, passionate about it. She writes one every year.
Holly is the best. She is the mother of Elizabeth. I call her Princess Elizabeth. So Princess Elizabeth went on the 2012 trip. She had a brain tumor. I just got in the mail her graduation photo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, her senior high school graduation photo. But what Holly does every year is she sends a letter to Molly, which Molly ends up sharing with all of us. And it's just sending us well wishes on the trip. And she's been doing this since 2012. And we wanted to share with you today what Miss Holly sent. Dear BBA family, if this first month is any indication, 2018 will be an exciting time to be a Burt's Big Adventure family. I relish sharing photos with other BBA's families as we played in the snow and prepared to welcome our new families in the next couple of weeks. Seeing families, wait, this is from 2018. Do I have the right email?
Hey, Molly?
I just, when it said 2018, yeah. I was like,
I was a little on the confused side. I was, she sent you the wrong letter.
I was just still going to read it. And,
there's what?
Oh, we read this one every year.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So I got that one all wrong.
Yeah, we did. Wow, we're really crushing this radio thing, Bert. Maybe you should retire.
Totally. Totally hacked out. Okay, so it's the same letter every year.
Yes,
okay.
Here we go.
It sounded so much more impressive when I said she writes a new letter every year. It's just not true. But we have never let the truth get in the way of a good story on this show. So here we go.
Seeing families' favorite pictures from past BBA trips showed once again that each year's trip has its own personality. But the magic is the same. Our kiddos look more alike than different when you see the wonder in their eyes and joy on their faces year to year. I am humbled once again to be a part of this special little family as it grows each year. Our BBA family is cozy and comfortable even in the most difficult of times. I love you all show through your dedication to these families makes my heart smile. And I must confess, I had to giggle when I read the Facebook post from Cindy Powers asking for a volunteer that looks like a little like Maui from Moana. In my eyes, I could see Cindy auditioning a dozen young men, each hoping for the chance to pretend to be The Rock. You're welcome. EG and I are praying for you all. We pray for those volunteers who will work behind the scenes to prepare surprises for our new families and for those who will prepare the food and decorations for the welcome and send-off parties. We pray for the volunteers who will spoil families at the airport and forever ruin air travel. No other time will they move so quickly through security. We pray for the army of volunteers who make our children feel like rock stars. May their costumes be clean, pressed, and fit like a glove. We pray that the new members of your team are ready for the wild and wonderful controlled chaos that is Burt's Big Adventure trip, and that our old timers are refreshed and ready for new adventures. We pray for perfect weather, stamina, and strong backs to carry supplies, souvenirs, and weary children. We pray for comfortable walking shoes and dry socks. We pray for batteries that stay fully charged and clean lenses to capture every moment of your time together. We pray that each of you have a moment to catch your breath and enjoy your families. We pray that you have the chance to see your old favorites in a new light and that you each find a new experience, something you've never noticed or experienced on your past trips. Find a little BBA magic of your own. We're praying that this year's families feel the genuine love you have for them and build the kind of kinship we have with our fellow families from 2012. And that they will feel welcomed in this wacky little family of ours. We're looking forward to meeting them.
So, like I said right at the start, a timeless classic from Elizabeth Odin's mom, Holly, that we read every single year. Sort of.
I love us so much.
All right, coming up in a couple of seconds here, we're going to introduce you guys to Brooke. The family is fascinating for a couple of reasons. First of all, she will only eat French fries from Zaxby's, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, no ketchup, SpaghettiOs, sour cream, and onion chips. That's one fascinating part. The second part of this is we're going to talk to the parents that have a very different angle looking back at Brooke's diagnosis and what was going on with them, it was very, very traumatic. Most parents come on here and they know the exact dates of when they found out what their kid has. And they can sort of rediscover every single instance that happened. This is a family that was, it was so traumatic, they can't remember most of it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of an angle we've never heard before. Next on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big